And we're back on Coach's Rewind. It's John Bowden on KDNS 94.1. Today we're talking with Osborne head football coach Steve Tiernan. And Steve, when you're in the business 24 years, you see a lot of crazy things, and some of them with weather. And you kind of had a game plan going in with your young guns from Osborne playing a state-ranked Victoria team anyway. And then the more you sat down there and learned about the hail, the weather, the lightning, and rain, talk about what happened the pregame before you ever decided to not play the game.
Well, I'll tell you what, we looked really good in pregame. I'm kind of laughing about that. But it was like I said, we're just getting ready to go do our little prayer and get ready to play. It was 10 till 7. And Ralph come over and says, we saw lightning. We're going to have to wait 30 minutes. But, oh, God. So we go in to our locker room, which is about the size of a closet. So we went to the gym and just kind of hung out in there, and probably, I don't know, till about 8:45 or about 9 o'clock, and that commenced. I think we'd get on there at 9:10. That means that then you could play at 9:20 or whatever, 9:30. But there's another one coming at 10. And I've been there, done that before. One year we're playing Hanover, although they were in our district, so we did have to play the game. We waited till 11 o'clock and never got on the field, so we had to come back the next day, and they gave us that option. Well, you want to come back the next day, although they did have another game in Victoria. Wichita County played somebody in Victoria, so kind of the schedule around that. And I said, I'll tell you what, this game means nothing. I mean, it's not a district game. It's not anything. So we're not coming back. And that's kind of how it ended.
So, yeah, I was just going to ask you about the forfeit. If it was a joint decision and the weather did it, then I suppose they probably wanted to replay it down the road, but like you said, it wasn't gonna do you any good, so you chose to forfeit 1-0 just because non-conference and not or non-district game, and go on. And this week you got the Bullitt St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, kind of your old stomping ground, but much improved Blue Jay team. Lance Bergman and the team has they got a NFL defensive or NFL tight end as a defense coordinator. Kelly, now I forgot his name, played with the Chargers.
Griffith.
And yeah, Kelly Griffith. He's got some NFL experience there. And then, of course, Parker Gates has, he's the son-in-law of Doug Overly at Victoria. Spent a couple of years with Doug, so they're much improved. They got outstanding skill players. As you watch film this week, getting ready for Bullitt St. John's Tipton, what do you see?
Yep, just you pretty much summed it up. Very athletic. And I'm not saying we're the most athletic team in the world, but athletic-wise, we can compare to a lot of teams. But, you know, just physicality and experience, we're just way behind. And so they've definitely got the edge in those two things. And athletically, I think they might even be a little ahead of us. They look very athletic, very fast, very just conditioned to what's going on. So we're definitely going to have our hands full.
Well, Coach, have you ever seen a district this wide open? Any one of the five, I believe, teams could win this thing. I don't even know who to call the favorite right now.
Yep, I wouldn't either. I really don't know. We played Lynn and a Jamboree to start out the year, and they were pretty good. I mean, I'd say they were better than us at the Jamboree anyway. And then St. John's, to me, going in was probably the favorite, but even Thunder Ridge last year when we played them, they played pretty tough. And so, yeah, it's kind of flip a coin and pick one. So it's just going to be probably as much as anything for us, especially whoever stays healthy. And I'm not saying we're winning district if we stay healthy. I'm just saying that probably goes across the board. I mean, you lose the wrong guys, it's probably not a good thing for anybody.
Well, Coach, you don't want to look across the board, but I actually looked across the board at the other district for you. And this district is a must finish first or second, or you're going to go home early against the Hanovers and the Axtell on the other side of the district. But that's a long ways to go. But you really need to finish first or second to have any shot advancing late in the year.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. Here's why it's so important. That's why it wasn't the worst thing in the world when the Victoria game didn't happen, because we're pretty healthy after that. We didn't get hurt in warm-up anyway, so that was a good thing. But I think that, yeah, if you don't come out first or second in our district, which it's not like there's an off week, a bye week. You got to be ready to go, and go. But, yeah, you come out third or fourth, you're playing Hanover or Axel, and that's probably not a good sign for anybody.
Well, Coach, best of luck this week. It'll be the KDNS 94.1 game of the week, Osborne at St. John's Beloit Tipton, and wish you the best of week, best of luck this week. Hope everybody's healthy, and ought to be quite a game in Beloit on Friday.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you, John.